Injured U.S. warriors from Maduro raid land in Texas as details of fierce ground fire emerge. By Randy Clark on January 6, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, a covert C-17 medevac flight carrying U.S. service members wounded in the operation to seize Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro landed in San Antonio over the weekend, where the troops were rushed to Brooke Army Medical Center, BAMC, for treatment. City officials confirmed the arrival after flight tracking data revealed the aircraft's route from Joint Base Charleston to Puerto Rico and then to Texas. The injured U.S. troops are being treated at a San Antonio military hospital. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones confirmed the arrival of the wounded soldiers at BAMC. Mayor Jones confirmed the arrival of the troops in an interview with KENS 5 on Monday, saying, "My thoughts are with those soldiers that are currently receiving care for those injuries." Flight tracking software indicated a suspected medevac flight departed Joint Base Charleston on Saturday, bound for Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. The aircraft, a C-17A Globemaster bearing call sign #AE20C7, departed BQN in Aguadilla to Joint Base San Antonio. An unknown number of injured soldiers suffering minor injuries and shrapnel wounds were transported to BAMC shortly after arriving in San Antonio. BAMC is reported to be the sole level I trauma center within the military health system. The facility played a critical role in treating severe combat casualties sustained during conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. The hospital also has a specialty ward designated for the U.S. Army's Institute for Surgical Research, ISISR, a renowned burn treatment center. On Sunday, President Donald Trump spoke to Pool reporters aboard Air Force One about the soldiers injured during Operation Absolute Resolve, saying they were in good shape. The president added that the military action was a very dangerous operation. Few details have emerged concerning the number of wounded or the exact extent of the injuries. Breitbart, Texas contacted Brooke Army Medical Center, but calls went unanswered as of press time. During a Saturday press briefing, President Trump indicated the United States military suffered no fatalities during the operation that involved more than 150 military aircraft from across the Western Hemisphere. The daring raid on a military facility in Caracas to capture the Venezuelan dictator saw troops taking ground fire from anti-aircraft batteries that were soon destroyed by U.S. military helicopters. According to administration officials, at least one American chopper was hit, not shot down, by Venezuelan ground troops. The precision of the military action involved advanced fighter jets, including USAF F-22s, F-35s, and B-1 bombers, as well as multiple rotary wing aircraft and unmanned drones. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth lauded the successful coordination of military assets during the complex operation at Saturday's press event in Mar-a-Lago. Hegseth, who took the podium after President Trump completed his comments, told reporters, "What I witnessed last night was sheer guts and grit. Gallantry and glory of the American warrior. This is about the safety, security, freedom, and prosperity of the American people. This is America first, this is peace through strength. And the United States War Department is proud to help deliver it." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.